From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry wraps up a visit to Geneva. Kerry said the United States and its partners are discussing several proposals to stop violence in Syria. He didn't say exactly what those proposals are.
And now we are very much working and focused on the question of restoring the cessation of hostilities to the remaining areas where it's been disturbed, but particularly to Aleppo.
News agencies quoted U.S. officials who are requesting anonymity as saying the United States is considering mapping out safe zones that would provide refuge for civilians and members of the moderate opposition. There was a tense calm Monday in Baghdad. Protesters who stormed into the international zone on Saturday largely toned down their demonstrations and drifted out to celebrate a Shiite religious festival. Protest leader Muqtada al-Sadr vowed he would return Friday to call for either a change in the government or new elections. The activist group Greenpeace has leaked classified documents about the trade agreement being negotiated by the United States and the European Union. Greenpeace says the documents show corporate interests are being given preference over environmental and consumer safety concerns. Jorgo Riss is the Greenpeace European Unit Director.
Our initial assessment from these chapters is that the EU, in relation to environmental protection, public health, product standards that are relevant for consumers, has a fairly bad position, and the United States is much worse.
The United States did not immediately react, but EU Trade Commissioner Cecilia Malmström said, quoting now, "Many of today's alarmist headlines are a storm in a teacup." This is VOA News.